for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the afternoon service of December the 31st, 1993, at the Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, with Dr. Bill Noe, Salina, Kansas.
Very interesting. That's one of my favorite ones, 26:18. It says, like a madman who throws firebrands and arrows in death, he is a man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was only joking. I used to be a great joker. God gave me to that, gave me that verse. You go around and joke and tell people jokes, you know, and say, I was only kidding you. Go tell them a lie and say, I was just kidding you. God says, you're a madman throwing, you said, like a madman who throws firebrands and arrows is a man who deceives his neighbor. Said, I was only kidding. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, man. It's chapter 25, verse 28 is what I want. It says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. If you open your mind, relax your will, open your mind, become absolutely passive in just anything, you're waiting for something to come in, something from God to come into your mind. What you generally get is not something from God, but something from the devil. The devil is waiting for an opportunity for you to lower your will so he can put something in your mind. God rises through the intuition of the Holy in the Holy Spirit from your heart, and it rises up in you. It doesn't talk in your brain. You hear voices, better look out. I always remember watching Kenneth Hagin, and Kenneth had a prayer line, and they brought this lady up to him, and they had two people bringing her, and she looked like she was sort of far out, and they brought her up to him, and Kenneth looked at her, and then what do you want? She said, we want prayer for her. Brother Hagin, we brought her out of the hospital, we brought her to you. And Kenneth looked at her, and he said, just a minute. He said, now what happened to you 10 years ago? You heard Brother Oral Roberts say on television that God had spoken to him in an audible voice. And you decided that if God could speak to Oral Roberts, he could speak to you. And so you sought for God to speak to you in an audible voice. And the devil accommodated you. And you thought it was God. And since then, he continues to talk to you, and these voices talk to you all the time, and you think they're God. And you've gone crazy, and you're in the mental hospital. He said, you've been, Oral Roberts has laid hands on you and prayed for you. Kenneth Copeland has laid hands and prayed for you. And he named four other ministries I'd never heard of, have all laid hands and prayed for you. Now you've come to me. I want to ask you a question. You want to get well? He said, no, I like it is. Fine. He said, I'm sorry I can't help but take her home. And here was someone utterly deceived by the enemy in a mental hospital, but still so deceived that they can't see that they need help. Deception can only be broken by the Holy Spirit of God. And prayer and fasting will break it. But if somebody sets their will and they like it is, then the devil's got a legal right to stay there. And when he's got a legal right to stay, he's not going to leave.
That's right.
I had the same night that I was at Mac McCoy's house, and Joe Williams prayed for me. One of my good friends, who was also on the deception, walked into the house. And when she walked through the door, the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, you're under deception. And she said, I am, Lord. And the Lord began to speak to her and point out to her how what she was doing was against the Word of God. It became a scripture and verse for her actions to show her that she was under deception. She got on her knees and repented, and God delivered her just being in the meeting. She's a very good friend of mine today, but she had walked in deception as a false prophetess, as a prophetess, And she would hold her prayer meetings. She would hold her Bible studies in the bar. They'd sit around, drink beer, and study the Bible. But God sovereignly delivered her that day. He just spoke to her. Now, if we had another lady who developed a wonderful ministry, and she had this powerful ministry, and then one day she told the pastor that God had called her as a prophet and had given her a word of knowledge instruction for him, and she was going to give him part of it now, and when he'd done that, she would give him the rest. I was out of town. The pastor called me. I said, "That is Jezebel. There's a name for that. It is called Jezebel." And I said, "Under no circumstances." Well, they prophesied the church would split and all this would happen because this wonderful woman. Anyway, she came to a meeting. And we fasted and prayed for a week. We invited her to the meeting. And God convicted her. And she could see that she was wrong. And she came to conviction, got on her knees and asked God to forgive her. She walked out of that room and started home, and the devil spoke to her and said, "You're going to lose your ministry. You're going to lose your ministry. You're not going to amount to nothing now. They put witchcraft on you in there." That poor lady is still in deception. She's been through 15 other churches. No church in town will allow her in the door. And so now she has a meeting in her home for several people that are her faithful followers. But she has a spirit of deception. She's a Jezebel spirit. She has been deceived. She listens to a demon that came in from meditation, Catholic meditation. God opened it to me. I talked to her. I prayed for her. I told her when it came in. And she admitted that that was true, that her ability for words of knowledge had come in during a Catholic meditation prayer meeting in which they were meditating on the rosary, opening their eyes and meditating. And this thing had come in. But yet, here's someone that decided that they did not wish to repent. They did not wish to lose their ministry. The first person gave up their ministry, shut under teaching, absolutely refused to prophesy or give any kind of words of knowledge or anything. She said, "I've got to be absolutely sure what I say is coming from God and not from that thing." And God has raised her up. She's a very powerful ministry today. She still does not prophesy. She has a very powerful ministry today. God is really... But she sat in the pew for 8 years. 8, 9 years. But she accepted the fact that she had to let her, quote, ministry go. The other one kept her divination because she was not willing. And she is, the voices speak to her now. God talks to her all the time. She's been in the mental hospital once. And I suspect that she will probably be back again before too long. God help. Oh, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I hold her up to you now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Just touch her, Lord. Oh, God. People like this are to be pitied and not to be scorned. God says, pray for them because Jesus loves them. He loves them with a passionate love, and he would like for them to turn away. And he has offered them the spirit of repentance, and they have turned it down. And he will offer it again if you pray and you fast for them. He will touch them again, and perhaps they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil. Do you know that scripture? That scripture is in 2 Timothy. Let's look at that. 2 Timothy 2:25, verse 24. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition. If perhaps God will grant them repentance so they may come to know the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. In humility and gentleness, pray for these people. Pray for them. If you know people who are in deception like this, pray for them. Fast for them. Jesus loves them. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I tell you, I don't have any sense of victory in this situation. I just have sorrow because God has shown me what's going to happen. And I just have sorrow in my soul over it. One day he opened and allowed me to see into the future, to see what was going to happen in this, and I just weep over it. And I pray every day, and I say, "Oh Lord, not that. Not that, Lord. Touch them and bring them to repentance, Lord." But one thing about seeing into the Spirit and seeing into the future, God doesn't put a time on it. He does not give you a sense of time. He doesn't mean. I used to try to put time on it, and he doesn't. I don't get a sense of time. I once pressed God because I wanted to know something. I was praying for a situation in which a brother was accused, and he was in court. And I had a hard time believing my friend would be guilty of such a thing. And I prayed every day, and then one day I pressed God in the Spirit, and I said, "Lord, I want to know what happened. I want to know, Lord." And he opened my eyes. And behold, he played it just like a television tape in front of me. And it was horrible. He was guilty. And I wept before him. And then he said to me, "Seal it up. Seal it up. You shall do nothing. You shall not discuss this with anyone." I said, "Can I use it as teaching material?" He said, "You may, but you may not give any specifics. And you must not discuss it with anyone who would have any inkling." I said, "Why?" He said, "You wanted to know. I showed you. But you don't have any right to that knowledge. But I showed you. Now seal it up and carry it with you." And I carry it today. And I thank God that he taught me not to ask questions that I don't need to know. God gives you knowledge on a need-to-know basis. He'll tell you what you need to know. He'll give you your knowledge on a need-to-know basis. You don't know a lot of things you don't need to know that you want to know. God will meet your needs day by day. I remember so well my pastor related a vision he had to me once. And he was on a mountain, and he was coming down the footpath. And the footpath would only go about 15 feet, and he would turn. And he could only see about 10 feet in front of him, and he would turn. And he wanted to know where he was going, and he began to run. And he ran, and he pushed, and he finally got to the bottom. When he got to the bottom, God said to him, "You enjoy the scenery?" He said, "What?" "Did you enjoy the scenery?" He said, I put you on that footpath so you can enjoy. That's the most beautiful scenery in the United States." He said, "But you were so busy trying to know where you were going or where it was going to lead that you missed my blessing for you. You missed the blessing because of your curiosity and your desire for knowledge that you didn't need to know." Sometimes we get so curious about what's going to happen next week, you miss the blessing that God has for us today. And that's what happens to you with divination. When you become so curious that you seek after knowledge that is forbidden, you pay a terrible price. People who seek after divination, after the occult, they curse their children and their grandchildren. Divination spirits pass down through family lines, come in the womb. I prayed for a young girl who was a gypsy daughter, the seventh daughter, born of the veil. You know what born of the veil means? It means that when she's conceived, all the gypsies get around and they pray over that baby. And they place the divination spirits in her. And then before she's born, or when she's born, they pray again. And this young lady was brought to the side of her grandmother, who was dying. And grandmother passed on to her the divination spirit by which the family was supported, the palm reading spirit. And they encouraged her to accept this spirit. And when she said yes, something cold settled down over her. And it took over her and possessed her. And her personality changed and she became a fortune teller. And she became the mainstay of the family's economic fortune. She had the spirit. Got saved in a Jimmy Swaggart campaign watching television. She came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I cast the demon out of her. A number of them. Right? Third row back. Right over there. And when that thing came out of her, she looked up at it and she said, "My soul is leaving." I said, "No, that's the demon." And it looked just like her. And that thing and the ruler spirit came in when they prayed for her in the womb. It was also a divination spirit. She rolled on the floor like a snake, hissed. Praise you, Lord Jesus. divination. People that get involved in divination, that hear voices, look for the occult in their life. People who have voices in their home, hear voices, tormenting spirits, look for divination in their background. Also look for the occult, you look for divination, you look for the occult, you look for curses. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Let's look at Deuteronomy. We said we'd go back to Deuteronomy 18:10. I wanted to go over this with you in a little detail. I realize it's getting late. It says in 18:10, "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire," that's child sacrifice, abortion, "one who practices witchcraft," witchcraft is to get power by contract with demons, "a soothsayer," that's a fortune teller, "interpreter of omens," that's another type of fortune telling, "a sorcerer," that's one who manifests supernatural power through the use of drugs and potions and aliments. Praise you, Lord God. "One who conjures spells," that's a witch doctor, "a medium," a spiritualist, those are people who have familiar spirits, "a one who calls up the dead," a necromancer. Any of y'all ever pray to the dead? Any of y'all ever held a vigil at the grave? That's necromancy. "For all who do these things are an abomination to God." If you do these, you're an abomination. You're doomed for destruction. "Because of these abominations of God, the Lord your God drives them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For the nations which you dispossess listen to soothsayers and diviners. But for such as you, the Lord has not appointed such." Look at verse 15. "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst of your brethren, and him you shall hear." Now in Acts 7:32, let's look over to Acts 7:32. Well, we could go to Acts 3:22 first. Acts 3:22, Peter interprets this as Peter deals with this prophecy, and he says that the prophet is the Lord Jesus Christ. 3:22. "For Moses truly said to your fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, and whatever he says you shall do. And it shall come to pass that every soul does not hear the prophet, that will utterly be destroyed among the people." And you read the rest of it, it says, "Jesus Christ, the servant Jesus. To you first God raised up his servant Jesus and sent him to bless you in turning every one of you away from your iniquities." That's verse 26. Now we turn over to Acts 7:37, and this is Stephen's testimony. "And this is what Moses said to you, the Lord your God will raise up from you a prophet like me from your brethren, and him you shall hear." And there he's speaking of Jesus Christ again. So Jesus is the one that you go to. Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Now, each of you should have a familiar spirit. You should be familiar with the Holy Spirit. And through him, supernatural power will be manifested. And through him, you will receive the knowledge that you need. You'll receive what you need, no more, no less. God is faithful. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. If any of you have ever dealt in the occult, ever been hypnotized under any excuse, hypnosis is done through the use of a familiar spirit, yielding your will to someone's familiar spirit, puts you in a trance. If you've ever been hypnotized under any excuse, if you've ever been charmed, if you've ever gone to a healer and had a wart charmed off of you, you know, go to the... I remember that the old probate judge in my home county was a wart charmer. If anybody had warts, they would go by and the probate judge would rub the wart and it'd disappear. And every Saturday morning, you'd go in, there'd be 15 folks in there, and you know, the judge would be rubbing them with a lolly bowl, every one of them. And he didn't say the word Jesus once. He cursed the wart. Now, that is a familiar spirit. It's white witchcraft. It's a familiar spirit. You curse from God. When that happens, you curse yourself, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Charmers, in the third world are used all the time. I prayed for a young girl who married an Iranian and came back to this country. She had all kinds of demons. And lots of them came in when she got sick over there, and her mother-in-law had all kind of charmers come in to try to charm the evil spirits away. She picked up all kind of demons. So if you've ever been charmed, ever had any kind of white witchcraft performed, ever been to a Christian Science practitioner, ever been to a spiritualist church, ever been to a palm reader, ever had your fortune told, ever read the horoscope, ever played with the Ouija board, ever looked at the I Ching sticks or any other type of divination art, ever done any body tipping, table tipping, levitation, any type of suit, any water, any gazing. You know what gazing is? That's when they gaze in the mirror. And the mirror becomes an open door, and they have a vision. Or they look at the water, and the water, they see the vision in the water, or in the mirror, or look through the glass. It's called gazing. It's done by familiar spirits. And that's what the crystal ball reader will do. All of this is the occult. It brings a curse. It brings death. It brings death to you. Spiritual death. And it brings physical death, slow and painful. Brings cancer. Brings dementia. Insanity. I can sit here and just give you example after example. I've touched on a few things out of my personal life. Things that I have seen happen that I can bear witness to. The use of familiar spirits. Witches use familiar spirits. I really didn't want to get too into witchcraft too much, because I could talk another hour and a half about witchcraft. I want to talk mostly about divination. But witchcraft is part of the occult. How do you get curses on you? Witchcraft moves through curses. How do you get curses on you? You get curses come through sin. It says in Proverbs, a curse causeless cannot light. And if you're not in sin, then the witch can't curse you. But the Bible says if you say you have no sin, you lie and the truth is not in you. That's in 1 John. We all sin. But how does the witch know what sins you've got? Well, she sends a familiar spirit to read you. She sends a familiar spirit out to read you. And that familiar spirit will come and talk to your familiar spirit who's been watching you and keeping tabs on you, and keeping a little record, all written down. And she'll say, well, he does this and this and this, and those are your sins. And so they'll go back and report to the witch, and the witch will design a curse to fit your sin so it can stick. Have you ever seen the shows where the man will be blindfolded and someone out in the audience will hold up, will look at something and say, what I have in my hand? And he'll know it's from by word of knowledge, he will know that it's a silver dollar minted in the year 1923. Now, they're all charlatans. They're also spiritual charlatans who don't do this. They have blindfolds that aren't really blindfolds that they can see through. They can code by the intonation pattern of their voice. They can give out certain codes to tell what common things are. They can have small listening devices planted in their ear. But those people are charlatans. But you can see divination works. It works in the Bible, and it works there. Pickpockets use divination to locate who's got money, who's really got money, and what pocket is in. They have a person with a familiar spirit, point them out to the dip. The dip will pick it up, and he will pass it off to a carrier. It's all done very precisely. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to talk about one other thing, and then we will close with some prayer. Let's open our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 7. I talked to you about cleaning your house. I want you to look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25. You shall burn the carved images of their gods in fire. You shall not covet the gold or silver that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. For you shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. Now, utterly detest is another word for abomination. It's the other word for abomination in Hebrew. So, if you bring an abomination into your house, that's an abomination to God, you become an abomination like it, set apart for destruction, to be cursed and set apart for destruction. Now, you need to get all of these things, anything that has to do with the occult, anything that has to do with magic, or witchcraft, you need to get it out of your house. Books on these subjects, you need to take them out and burn them. Irma will tell you about the time she prayed for the young couple who had the child that stood up at night and screamed. And she said, "It's there, it's there." And the parents didn't know what it was. And what it was, they had a big Buddha they brought back from Saigon. And the spirit in that Buddha would come out at night and torment the child. And when they moved the Buddha out of the house, they wanted to sell it because it was in. Irma says, "You really wouldn't sell that demon to somebody else." And so they eventually destroyed it. But first they put it out in the garage to see if it made any difference. And once it was out of the house, Herman says, "You really wouldn't sell that demon to somebody else." And so they eventually destroyed it. But first they put it out in the garage to see if it made any difference. And once it was out of the house, the tormenting of the child stopped. I had a young girl from our church who had a baby that was screaming every night. And I prayed and I prayed. And God showed me that there was something in the house. And so I told him there was an illegitimate child that she'd had, and her father and mother, and she had left her father and mother in rebellion, had moved out, but yet she still came to the church. She'd repented of the sin of fornication, and she was living by herself. And I asked her about Mexican sun gods, because that's what God gave me. And she sort of laughed. That's all she said. I said, "Well, look for Mexican sun gods." And I gave her two or three other things to look for, and I don't remember what it was now. And so I went down to the health department where I am health officer, and the two MMI nurses met me and said, Dr. No, did you really tell her to go through her house, and if she got rid of her rock music and those Mexican sun gods, that the child would quit crying?" I said, "She told us that. We want to ask you." I said, "Yes." "What kind of nut are you?" I said, "Well, child has night terrors." "Well, we thought she had some." I said, "Look, ladies, you don't know." I said, "You find out what causes night terrors and you come tell me. But that child has night terrors at night. And nobody in medicine knows, but I know what's causing them. And if she gets rid of those Mexican sun gods and rock records, it'll go away." And so about 2 weeks later, one of the nurses came back to me and said, "You know, Dr. Noel, I have to confess to you that it's very hard for me to come in here. But said, you know that she was in yesterday, and she said she went home and threw her Mexican sun god away off the wall and her rock music, and said that baby hadn't cried since. And she said, I have to apologize to you." She said, "Maybe there's really something to it." I said, "Yeah, that's right." And so you must clean your houses. Irma's got some excellent books back there on what you need to take out of your houses. But you must clean your houses, and you can't take this stuff out and sell it, because then the money becomes a curse, and you spend the money on something else, and that curse is still there, and you are still cursed with destruction. And that will follow you and your children and your children's children and your great-great-grandchildren for four generations. That curse will follow you and destroy you. And I can assure you the devil wants to destroy you as slowly and as painfully as possible. He doesn't want to take a gun and shoot you in the head. He wants you to die of cancer and pain and anguish and vomiting your head off and itching and joints hurting. That's the way he wants to kill you, and drawn out, and everybody can look and see look at the horror of it and afraid it's going to happen to them. And it will. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Well, let's all stand up and stretch a little bit. Praise you, Lord Jesus. It's said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. And we've been talking an hour and a half now. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to lead you through a renunciation prayer. And then we're going to pray a little bit. 5:30. Let's all sit down now. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Dear Lord. Say, dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, I want to be free. with honesty of heart and humility of soul, conviction of spirit, I do make the following confession. I've sinned against you and disobeyed your word. Whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity, I do now repent of these sins and ask you through the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive me. But by an act of my will, in the name of Jesus, I close all these doors which I've opened to Satan. And I ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the following. I renounce the occult. Renounce witchcraft and magic. Seances and clairvoyance. Medians. Contact with familiar spirits. Ouija boards. All other occult games. All fortune telling. In any form. All pendulum. In any form. All astrology. Interest in the horoscopes and signs of the zodiac. Heresy of reincarnation. Metaphysics. All hypnosis. All mind reading. Mind control. Second sight. ESP. EST. Parapsychology. I renounce water witching. Levitation, body lifting, table tipping, psychometry, automatic writing, astral projection, soul travel, thought projection, and other demonic skills. I renounce mind control, power of positive thinking, positive control salesmanship, and demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery, dependence on talismans, such as St. Christopher's medals, Mary medallions, good luck charms, rabbit foots, four-leaf clovers, wishbones, potions, aluments. And I vow I will destroy all that on my person are under my control. I will destroy all idols to foreign gods, such as Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, signs of the zodiac, American Indian dolls, voodoo dolls, Egyptian ankara, pentagrams, all other abominations on my person or under my control. Renounce all literature I've ever read in these subjects. And vow to destroy them. All signs and pictures and statutes and jewelry I will dispose of, which are in my house on my person. In the name of Jesus, I break all curses, hexes, and spells placed on me from occult sources. I break the curse of illegitimacy, idolatry, whoredom, any oath to a foreign god. In the name of Jesus, I break all demonic subjugation. Soul ties of bondage to any person, living or dead, who's ever controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break any demonic or soul ties to anyone I've ever had sexual relations with. Outside of the bonds of matrimony.
I break all curses of
psychic
heredity.
And break the demonic hold on my family line.
I break all curses of mental and physical
illness.
I break any curse on me or my family
from occult or demonic origin.
Return it to,
and command it to return to the sender.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I forgive
anybody
who's ever hurt me,
abused me or mistreated me,
or disappointed me.
I forgive them
in the name of Jesus.
Now, we're going to wait here a few minutes. And if God, the Holy Spirit, brings anybody to mind that you should forgive, you need to forgive them now.
Thank you. I'll forgive myself.
It's important to forgive yourself, people. Some people go through life under self-condemnation and never forgive themselves for mistake. And they stay under condemnation all their life. And that demon of self-condemnation just stays there and condemns them.
Lord Jesus
Christ,
I believe
that you died on the cross for my sin
and rose from the dead.
You redeemed me by your blood.
I belong to you.
I want to live for you.
I confess all my sins,
known and unknown.
I renounce them all.
I come to you as my deliverer, Lord Jesus.
Claiming Joel 2:32.
Anyone
calls upon the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
Deliver me now, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, we praise you and we bless you now, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I come against the spirit of rejection over God's people now. I bind the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ and command it to leave.
Just flee. Leave God's children.
It says in the Word of God, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin.
Jesus has redeemed us. He has redeemed us. We're not rejected. We're not unwanted. We're not rejected children.
In the name of Jesus, I bind all rejection, fear of rejection. Bind all fear in the name of Jesus.
Bind all fear or lust in the name of Jesus Christ.
The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
Bind the spirit of haughtiness and pride
in the name of Jesus. All arrogance and haughtiness and pride in the name of Jesus Christ.
I bind it.
I bind those spirits of haughtiness and pride and arrogance and boastfulness and scorn in the name of Jesus.
I loose on them a gentle and a quiet spirit which is precious in your sight
in the name of Jesus. I just bind it and I loosen the gentle and a quiet spirit in the name of Jesus Christ.
I come against all witchcraft now.
Spirits of divination. Spirits of divination, I break the curse over you. Spirits of the Ouija board, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Spirits of pendulum, spirits of witchcraft, spirits of divination, spirits of the python, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
And I command you to leave in Jesus' name.
Spirits of the python, I command you to go in the name of Jesus.
All inherited pythons, all inherited divination spirits that have come down through the family line,
I take authority over them and I bind them in the name of Jesus and I command them to leave
in the name of Jesus Christ.
You're not wanted. You're an interloper in the name of Jesus.
I come against all witchcraft.
I come against all witchcraft, all demonic witchcraft, all Indian witchcraft, all German witchcraft, all Irish witchcraft, all gypsy witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you. All witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft. All demonic control. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ.
You shall not hold them in demonic subjection
in the name of Jesus.
You shall loose God's people.
Loose them in the name of Jesus.
Loose them in the name of Jesus.
Loose God's people in the name of Jesus Christ.
Loose them.
I bind all divination spirits. I bind all voices in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all voices in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. I bind all power of the occult in the name of Jesus. I bind all meditation spirits. I bind all yoga spirits, all transcendental meditation spirits in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Just be gone. I bind all meditation in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people now. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ. All Indian witchcraft, all Jezebel spirits, all witchcraft will try to control people, all sorcery spirits, all spirits of sorcery, all spirits of drugs in the name of Jesus Christ, all spirits of drugs, all spirits of alcohol, all spirits of marijuana in the name of Jesus. I bind all spirits of nicotine in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I command you to leave God's people. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All you occult spirits, go. All bondage spirits, leave now in the name of Jesus. Bondage to false doctrine. Bondage to religious spirits. Bondage to the Catholic Church. Bondage to Mary. Bondage to the medallions. Bondage, bondage. All bondage spirits in the name of Jesus. Bondage to false doctrine in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of Catholicism in the name of Jesus. I break the curse. Once a Catholic, always a Catholic. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of death for leaving the Catholic Church in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all doctrine from Jesus, from the Catholic Church in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of stress, transubstantiation in the name of Jesus Christ and command it to leave. I bind that demon. I bind it in the name of Jesus and I command it to go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all religious spirits in the name of Jesus. Be gone. These people have been purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ. These people have been purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not with corruptible gold or silver, with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, a lamb without blemish. You turn them loose. You've got no right to them. They are God's. They are God's property. It's God's property. Their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you transgressors, all you interlopers, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of stubbornness, the spirit of deception, all deceiving and seducing spirits. I come against the spirit of deception and seducing spirits, the seducing spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all deception, all seducing spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out! Come out! All you seducing spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out! You can't hold these people in bondage anymore. All seduction, all seducing spirits in the name of Jesus, be gone. All lust spirits, be gone. All spirits, lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave now. I come against the Pharisee spirit in the name of Jesus, the holier-than-thou spirit, the ecclesiastical spirit in the name of Jesus. Go! Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go! In the name of Jesus. Go, all seducing spirits. All spirits of seduction in the name of Jesus. All spirits of being unteachable. All unteachable spirits. Spirits of being unteachable. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. All unteachable spirits. All stubborn spirits. All arrogant, stubborn spirits. All spirits of pride and arrogance and haughtiness and stubbornness in the name of Jesus. Stubborn self-will. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Stubborn spirit, in the name of Jesus, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I loosen a gentle and a quiet spirit on God's people in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone now. I come against bondage to fear now. The spirit of bondage to fear, witchcraft fear, the curse of witchcraft fear, bondage to fear, bondage to fear, fear snakes, fear spiders, fear the dark, fear of not being loved, fear of in the name of Jesus, go. Go. All fear. Fear. Come out. Fear of not being loved. Fear of men. In the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of sex. In the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of frigidity. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Fear of women. Fear of women. Fear of sex. Spirit of impotence. Come out. Impotent spirits. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. All impotence. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All spirits of impotence. Sexual impotence. In the name of Jesus. Come out. All spirits of a premature ejaculation. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out.
All you sexual spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. All you unclean devils, come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of masturbation, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All seducing spirits, in the name of Jesus, be gone. Be gone now. Just be gone. In the name of Jesus. I come against sin spirits of infirmity now. I come against all spirits of infirmity. I come against the spirits of infirmity of the mind now, of madness. I come against the spirits of infirmity of madness, of dementia. Dementia and madness in the name of Jesus. Come out, madness. I break the curse of insanity in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of dementia and insanity in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command it to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirits of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist and forgetfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall not call these people to forget their Bible. You shall not interfere with them reading the Bible. I come against all Antichrist spirits in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. I come against the infirmity of the mind now. Come against all encephalitis and encephalopathy. Come against Alzheimer's disease. All destruction spirits, all spirits of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you in the name of Jesus and I command you to be gone. All of you now. All infirmity spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of deafness. Deaf and dumb spirits. All spirits of deafness. All spirits of stuttering. All spirits of stammering in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of hay fever, allergy, and sinusitis, and congestion, and asthma, and emphysema. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of the occult off, and I command you congestion spirits, you destroying spirits, to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, all emphysema spirits, spirits of emphysema, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All heart trouble spirits, all spirits of dropsy, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of dropsy in the name of Jesus. All spirits of pulmonary congestion and pulmonary edema, in the name of Jesus, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits that would pierce the heart, the broken heart spirits, I come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the broken heart spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of the broken heart, of the wounded heart, come out in the name of Jesus. All wounded heart spirits, all broken heart spirits, I bind you and command you to leave now. Come out. Come out. Come out. All spirits of myopia, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All spirits of gastritis and duodenitis and Crohn's disease and enteritis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, all spirits of spastic colon and spastic bladder in the name of Jesus. All spirits of enuresis in the name of Jesus, come out. I come against the spirits of the dropped bladder in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of prostatism in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of seminal vessel inflammation in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All prostatism, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. All vaginitis and vasinitis in the name of Jesus Christ. And seminitis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All urethritis, come out. All chlamydia and human papillomavirus, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all herpes viruses in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. Lymphogranuloma venerea, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ and command you to leave. All chancroid in the name of Jesus. All HIV viruses, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out. All you, come out. All arthritis. Arthritis, come out in the name of Jesus. All arthritis, all diabetes, all neuritis. I bind the spirit of neuritis in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody has got neuritis. I bind the spirit of neuritis in the name of Jesus. And I tell you to turn this child of God loose now. I bind you and I say, turn this child of God loose now. I bind you, I break your authority in the name of Jesus Christ, and I speak healing and restitution to these nerves in the name of Jesus. I bind this neuritis in the name of Jesus, and I speak healing and restitution to it in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed now. I come against the spirits of cancer. I come against the spirits of cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against the spirits of cancer. Cancer, all cancer spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind cancer of the brain, cancer of the lung, cancer of the womb, cancer of the cervix. All cancer,
I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I tell you to leave God's people now. All you destroying spirits, be gone. Be gone now in the name of Jesus. Just leave now. Praise your name. All spirits of migraine headaches, all spirits of tension headaches, all spirits of muscle spasm, myopathy, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and command you to go. I speak healing and restitution to God's people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you and bless you. And everybody hold up their hands now. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Everybody stand up and praise him now. Lord, I just ask you to fill them now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for your healing, Lord. Lord, I speak restitution now, Lord. Lord, you said that you restore what the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and the locust has eaten in the name of Jesus, Lord. I speak restitution to these children of God. I speak restitution to what the devil has stolen and what the devil has destroyed. I speak restitution to their souls now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak restitution to their souls, Lord. Restitution to their bodies, Lord. They're your bodies, Lord God. You purchased them with your blood. I ask you to restore them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak restitution to their joints and to their bodies in the name of Jesus. To their internal organs in the name of Jesus. Restitution to their nerves in the name of Jesus. I ask you to fill them now, Lord God. Fill them, Lord. Fill them with your spirit. Your spirit, Lord Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fill them full. I would like to recommend to all of you, there are two books written by Joanna Michelson. One is called The Beautiful Side of Evil, and the other is called Like Lambs to a Slaughter. These are both excellent dissertations on witchcraft and divination. And will give you a powerful insight. And Like Lambs to the Slaughter relates to how the New Age movement is invading the school and how divination is being slipped in under relaxation exercises. It gives you an excellent book. It will give you excellent knowledge with which to stand against the enemy, to see his deceitful methods. The other is The Beautiful Side of Evil, which is her personal testimony, which is an excellent on witchcraft, divination, and I recommend both of them to you. The book I recommend the most is the Bible. There is a book. They also have a book on the bookshelf back there on the occult by Josh McDowell, which is very good. Praise the Lord. Do you have any other books you can recommend, Jerry? Praise the Lord. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. And we thank you for your goodness and your kindness, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless this food. Bless the hands that prepared it, Lord Jesus. Bless this food to our use, us to thy service. In the name of Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.